Hey, y'all, welcome to Sprawling with Your Girls, Jen and V. We are your hosts. This is my girl,
Jen. Hey, girl, hey.
And I'm your girl, V Greasy. And guess what? We got some friends in the building. Yes, we do. We got some gal pals that we want to share with you guys on tonight. Mm. So, Jen, go ahead and introduce your gal pal to your
wife. Have this beauty to my right, Chelsea Edwards from Chatting with Chelsea, your daytime bestie.
Daytime
on
bestie
Fox
in the
26,
building.
Honey.
Yes, yes. And I got my girl, digital producer and fabulous darling, Terry. Yes.
Hey.
Give him a little wave. Give him a little wave, Terry. Hey. Yes.
She cute.
So y'all know what time it is. It is time to talk. Text and tag your friends and tell them your girls are on. And we're going to be talking about some love, some gal stuff, some girl talk, if you will. So y'all ready, ladies? Y'all ready to get started?
Yes,
ready,
ma'am.
Dive in it. But we have a custom, though. We got to get these drinks on ready, right? We got our drinks on ready.
These are cute,
yes.
too. I cannot get enough of this.
We
got to
cheers it up. Cheers.
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 Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers. Cheers to you. And if you guys need some drink inspo, you know where to go. Head to our social media at Jen and V on TV and make this oh so simple recipe, okay? All righty. So, ladies, what is our first segment for tonight?
Relationship status.
See, I told y'all we was gonna be talking about the guys
you
and
did.
Relationships.
You did.
Know what I'm saying?
You laid it out for them.
Yes.
You laid it out for them.
All right, GNB.
What I say for my relationship status, dumping.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. All right.
That's like, we start out like that. That's
you
how we're
giving
out
advice tonight.
That's how we start out. Yeah.
Stop him.
With your
Stop him.
Self.
Release yourself. Stress free.
No,
one,
for real,
y'all.
One, two, three. Release
them. Release them. All right, y'all. Let me kick us off for the relationship status. How about that? This is what I expect my man to send me when I ask him if he misses me. Okay. Mm-hmm. What kind of pick? Is it a pick?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so let's see.
Let's
IG
see, right.
User Kalishi _ kicks _ kinesiology posted this. Can't get enough of it. Can't get enough of it, y'all. You better slap it.
Ooh.
You can slide the panties to the side, boo.
To the side.
Okay, wow. How much
that.
Does he miss you? Because are those dirty or clean?
Yeah,
I think that's
going
to determine
that's what I'm thinking about.
If he misses you that bad.
Are they moist?
He dug in the dirty clothes.
Dirty. Dirty. Did that have a tag on it? I want to know, were they really real?
It's all good. Whatever you got to do to keep it spicy, I guess, to keep it like, hey, I miss my boo.
I'm like,
I miss you.
I miss your
video.
Like, did rotate?
Right? I know, send me that video. Yeah, I miss your scene. You were like, ah.
And he was playing with it.
Like, I know.
Like, oh, pulling at it. Pulling at it like a yo-yo.
He did know his way around the phone.
Nah,
okay.
I'd be mad if he was like on the stool with like,
I can't believe I was driving next to him and I saw that. I'd be like, what that man doing with them drawers on his wheel? Yep. I'd be like, okay, got some freaking dick and stuff going on.
I'm like,
we gonna see where he going.
Right. Where's he going?
He's going somewhere. He exiting now.
Okay.
Hold up, y'all.
Right behind him.
Stalker.
Like, where's him going? All right, y'all. When you need to reschedule date night, but you've been prepping all day. Oh my gosh. I should use it at crazyjamjam_. What happened? That's the worst. Been prepping all day and got to reschedule? Damn it.
What you say? That you only meant well. Cause you did.
What you say? She prepped all day. Actual pineapples.
And you had the real deal pineapple. You said Dole. You had the name brand.
She had the Dole.
You had the Dole.
She wow.
Okay, all right. For the folks who don't know,
she school them, Chill.
She is not juicing for her health.
She ain't juicing.
But she
don't juice.
She wants the juice of the pineapple to work its way on down,
right,
and sweeten that kitty.
Yeah,
that's how how we're gonna explain it for y'all. Right. I hope you got it. Right. I hope you got it.
She wants to taste
what I'm throwing.
Look,
that's right. Okay, so that's probably all she's had all day.
She's like, oh my God. She tired, y'all. And she didn't prep.
She should have tied herself out.
Yeah, she tied herself out. Like,
she didn't eat it.
And everything.
Yeah. All the juice ready.
Right, and she hadn't had any real food, no carbs, no meats. You know,
like, you know what? Don't even reschedule. Let's just cancel it. No reschedule. We're going to cancel it. I'm going to call me somebody else over here.
That's not
going
to just call your other man.
Like, she had cans laying down.
Right, exactly. She had a whole spread because she thought she was going to be spread either.
That girl had the electric can open.
No. You know, it's been 5 days of just
pineapple juice.
No, she's just been drinking juice.
And everything. Girl. You know she weak. She has
been
no energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she should have just had to slide him a coffee or something. Because, baby, you're not going to be tired after this. Juice cleanse I've been on. Something about to happen.
And pineapples are so yummy, y'all.
Yes, they are. Good
that's
and sweet and juicy.
One of the good things about pineapples is doing that for
yummy. They're delicious.
You know what I'm saying? Because they're delicious and you about to be delicious.
Yes. Right.
So that's
prepping
the point.
All day.
Yes, yeah. I don't know any other fruit that will make you taste like
that. Taste like that. Yeah. Right. I know. Like, they got that magic potion in it for sure. That pineapple. For real.
They gonna be selling out of pineapples after this episode. Y'all
don't know. You want to sponsor us?
Exactly. Yes, doll. Where you at?
We can email. All right, y'all. Let's keep it going with the relationship status. Ooh. All I want is a man that knows me this well. IG user Whisper of Rose. That us.
Okay,
us.
Come on, handle.
Okay, let's see what's going on.
That us.
He'll be together for 9 years, and he still asks me to be his valentine.
Hey, Peach.
Hey, Peach. Will you be my valentine?
Okay.
What's going on now?
Spray it first. It's gonna smell.
Yes.
Thoughtful. Yes. Put time and thought into his gift to her.
Oh, I love
that. Was
that.
So handy.
And producer,
we're not gonna pass up
effort.
We ain't gonna.
Did he throw down a condom?
We ain't gonna act like
he threw it down. Look, his thing is, I'm getting some after this.
Right. Okay.
Nah, he will be getting some after
this. He want her to prep.
You would
and
have,
then he gonna put that condom on.
Wait, me? Why you looking at that? And that's not a doorknob.
I'm
that's
like, what is
right
ahead.
There? That's not a doorknob.
That's
like a little trophy.
Talking about the plug.
They gonna plug.
Oh, okay. Terry, you recognize what that was?
Look,
wait a minute, Terry. Come on, Terry.
They about to play. And I'm telling y'all, Terry, it's gold platinum.
Okay.
It looked like a heart at the end. That's cute.
I was like, oh, it's a cute little trophy. I thought it was like,
babe.
I thought it was, I had no idea. I said, it's so cutie. What?
But that trophy said number 1 Kitty Cat.
Scrollers, y'all better not talk about my work wife.
Okay, no. Okay.
Y'all know she innocent.
And that's good. That, you good not knowing
she innocent.
It.
That was so innocent.
Look, tell hubby.
Yeah, I'm like,
send him this reel. And y'all do some things. And y'all, these anniversaries on Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is. I got married on Valentine's Day.
No,
like, what
are
you?
Look, it's a plethora.
Right.
Of things.
There's a lot of things for you.
But the roses, y'all, was really cute.
They were so cute.
That was really cute.
I love that. That was cute.
Okay, y'all, we having a good time. But y'all, we got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. And what we have up for the scrollers up next, y'all?
Plot twist.
Y'all, stay right there. You don't want to miss it.
Welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and
V's Business.
Oh
I'm sorry, V.
Oh my God, Jen is crazy, y'all. And we got our guest scrollers in the building with us. We got our girl Chelsea. Hey. We're chatting with Chelsea. Hey. We got our girl Tyrion, our digital producer extraordinaire. Yeah. All right, y'all. What we got up for tonight, for our second segment for tonight?
Plot twist!
Ooh, the twists and turns. Yeah. Oh my God, how the story just turned like that. Yeah. Like, that's crazy. I wasn't expecting that, right? Mm-hmm. All right, and I'm going to kick us off, y'all.
What we say, Chelsea, get our popcorn.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That part, all right.
My plot twist face.
Baby, girls love getting all dressed up for a night out. And that's what we doing, right? A night out, getting all dressed
Valentine's.
Up and cute, okay?
Yes.
I just use it at bratco.tetiana. Girl, show us how you dress up for a girl's night out. I want to see.
The quieter the night. Oh, folks, stop calling.
Come on, Granny. Get on this elevator, girl. Come on.
Come on.
Come on, Granny. Okay, point of view, me thinking I'm still hot and motherhood didn't change me. Okay,
obviously did.
Let them know. Baby, the way she held the elevator door off the top, can you replay that real quick? The way she held that door off, I'm like, hey.
I got to take a picture.
Right, reality.
Folks, stop calling.
Them boots are bad, Granny.
Oh my God!
Y'all, I ain't gonna lie. I plan to be like this.
Yeah, still hot. You still hot. Even if you
can't slow down if you ain't trying to. Mm-hmm. You know,
facts.
She got them. But she put that foot in that foot. Elevator. Like,
first of all,
and then y'all. But peep the dudes. They was like this. Oh,
they
said, hold
damn. They were ready.
They was ready with their phone.
Keep your cameras up, cause Granny's still looking sexy.
Yeah,
she looks good.
Even if she's a little bit like what your sweater said, a little delulu.
I love it.
Yeah, that's true.
A little bit, but chill. We all gotta stay a little delulu, okay?
Delulu,
and she going somewhere. Yeah, she catching that elevator down. She's going down to the lobby.
Going to meet the man by the horse.
Okay, that's how she got them bow legs.
Okay,
they were so bowing. I love that.
I love it.
All right, y'all. But you know what's very hard?
What's that, Jen?
Dating in 2026. Mm. Okay. The date pool is full of piss, y'all. I'm telling y'all. All right. Happy Valentine's Day. Single and loving it. All right. IG user, The Real Jamour, posted this. Let's see what they're talking about. Oh. Filters.
I feel you on that. I'm like, she what? Said, yeah. Like, for real, like, people are literally wearing masks now. Like, you don't know. Yeah. What's
oh
the real
God.
You?
Look at that.
Wow.
Like, from the talk, beginning.
Talk, can you replay that slow-mo? Give us a little slow-mo if you can, Talk. Because, I mean, like, that's crazy. Oh. Look at that.
Wow. I mean,
Oh my God.
I hate it.
It's usually just the lashes that are fake, but now it's everything, the entire face.
The whole face.
They're putting filters on. Yeah. They're taking all the bumps out of their faces, making everything look clear and stuff.
But see, that's how you get your butt hurt, too. People will fight you and pew you when you do stuff like that.
And I tell you all the time, I can't stand no lashes.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's like starting this show. My producer was like, Jen, they pop. You know, they pop. Mm-hmm. I'm like, y'all, I'm good on that. I don't need all that. And look at me.
And you got to have a lash.
They
so they pop, pop, pop. Right.
You look good.
Flutter, flutter, flutter.
Okay. Dating in 2026.
But I think the guy should understand, like, you know, the lashes. Maybe the hair.
You on TV, Chelsea. You stay on point.
Exactly.
You can't just be on TV any kind of way.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
There's a look. Exactly. I say there's a uniform to being on TV. It's my uniform. It's part of my uniform. So, like, it is what it is.
Yeah. You know?
It's a uniform.
And
so.
Then when I get home, I'm just like that man, and I just rip it all off.
Exactly.
Take it off.
For real.
Just it's like, and that's the depressing part. You're like, and you be like, Is this Miz?
That was a difference.
Right.
Not that off. Much of a difference.
Not that much of a difference, no.
Tia, you like lashes? You wear the blood lashes?
Okay, I used to like lashes. Oh, but now I haven't worn them as much because they just so hard to be putting on.
Yeah, that's my issue.
It'd be like they, one part look come loose, now my lash flying away.
I'm no good at it. It takes me forever and a day. Yeah, just mascara. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind a lash because like sometimes they do flatter my face a little more.
Yeah, they do. I got to keep it.
And I know plenty of guys, Tina said, I don't like all of that.
Yeah.
And I want natural. There's I want you to really wake up like looking like you look.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's when we put all these additions on us and stuff like that. It's like, bruh.
Right. Sometimes ain't going to be.
I don't look like that in the morning.
Yeah.
So. I'm a little different.
Right. But I'm different.
So it's a lot of guys want, you know, guys want that natural.
Yeah. All in, yeah.
The older they are.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho.
All right, y'all. More of Plot Twist.
Woo.
What happens when you're a grade A student? That means you're a star student. Yay. All right. I do use it at CicelyMSM.co. Let's see. Grade A, huh? Wait, Todd. Replay. Todd, do a replay for me.
Okay. What kind of teacher?
Versus. At night.
That
she looks so disgusted. She's looking so sort of, like, for real.
Weird.
Like, what? Like, what?
What?
Oh. I don't like
why?
It.
Why?
I don't like
I
it.
I don't like it.
Terry, why you don't like
I
it?
I don't like it. That's so weird.
It's just like, what?
Why are you sharing this?
And you posted it.
Right.
And that's why we pulling and talking about it.
Yeah.
Imagine the other kids in the class. Not that kids. The other students in the class. They like, so you and Professor Jones.
Y'all bumping grades.
Right. Like,
y'all bumping papers and essays.
Right. So, so I know she getting all A's.
I know what. I'd be at the dean's office.
I was just
going
to say that. I'm going to the dean's office.
I'm like, excuse me, sir.
They screwing.
I work hard.
Right.
For my grades. I still got a B plus.
But I know she getting A plus.
She getting A plus.
She getting graded on a curve and the only one.
Oh, and you be like, you want to know why? I got the proof right here, buddy.
On they social media.
Right here. And you posting it.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
That's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, and but people lose their jobs over there.
Yeah. Is it really worth it?
Okay.
I'm fired.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Let's see what some more twists and plots we got going on, okay? You know what they say about two guys in a hot tub? No. No, I don't even like where this going.
I don't know what they say.
What about two girls? That's always good for two women, but when two men do it, nobody wants
to talk about
it. Okay, that's the point. That's the real problem. All right, IG user Stormy G posted this V. Let's see what's going on, y'all.
Two girls sitting in a hot tub 5 feet apart because they're not gay.
Wait, they were gay.
Right.
Okay.
What
happened?
Why are
they so far apart?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they started off here. I was just going to say that you took the words right out of my mouth.
They had a little disagreement.
I saw you flirting with the girl at the swim up bar. No, yes, you were. It's like, no, I wasn't. Yet I saw you with my own eyes.
You're crazy.
Yes, you were. Like, no, I wasn't. I only have eyes for you. Like, come here, baby.
She said, oh, they're not together.
Oh, they are together.
She got a lot of time in that window.
I love it.
And I'm the nosy one, right? Yes. I'm the nosy person. Yeah. I be looking like, oh my God, coming up with my own interpretations of what's going on.
Especially if you got a view of the pool and the hot tub from your place.
Okay.
You definitely going to be watching.
Right?
I'm like, give me the pool view.
Give me the pool view.
And she's not the only one watching.
That's true. Y'all should have been fighting in public.
Right. Okay, y'all should have been fighting in public.
Y'all should have took it inside.
Always, it's good for two girls, but when it's two guys, nobody wants to see that.
Nobody want to talk about it. They don't want to see it. They don't think it's fun.
They want to close that curtain.
Right. Like, yuck.
All right, show's over.
Okay. All right, y'all. This baker wants to share how prepped husbands are this Valentine's. How prepped are they for Valentine's Day? I want to see. I just use it at One Bell Bakery. Let me see. Are y'all prepping for Valentine's Day, hubbies?
As I walk through the valley of the shadow.
Oh. definitely right. Because they don't pre-plan. Unfortunately, not all men. I'm going to say not all men, but
girl,
they don't pre-plan.
That box when she picked it up.
Yes. They don't pre-plan.
So that's the kind of shenanigans I'd be like. You didn't feel how light that box was.
Right. No. Oh, my gosh. It's like you wait until the day of or the last night before minute. The last minute to say, oh, let me run up the Kroger real quick and go get some
flowers.
And it'd be nothing left but stems. Just like, look. I'm like, where's the flower? I see the stem, but where's the flower?
And not only that, try get coming home. On the way home, and you stopping on 288 at the light, and they get the Mexican flower.
Oh, yeah.
The lady got a kid out there. Because
they begin their hustle off.
Hustling.
They trying to hustle
like,
and get a dollar.
You got me the Mexican flower?
Wow. Mm-hmm. And it's just
it's
like
a single flower.
Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day forever.
You know what? You sure right.
No, that is good advertising, though. That is like a great reminder.
Right.
Like,
get your stuff now.
Get it together, guys.
Like, February 13th, and you like, oh, let me figure out what to get. No.
You should have been there. Valentine's Day's been the same since forever.
All the Ferrero Rocher gone.
Walmart shelves cleared out.
Yes.
Gone, bro.
And I don't want nothing.
The little baby teddy bears.
I've been in Walmart on February. February 13th.
Okay.
At night.
On Valentine's.
And I'm like, ain't nothing left.
Who are you shopping for, baby?
All the nasty candies, all those sorted candies left.
Bro, like, Tootsie Rolls. What am I going to do with Tootsie Rolls?
It's so many things they can do, y'all. It's so many things they can do.
Chelsea, y'all know what I say?
What?
Let me go and get myself this stuffed animal.
Myself.
That's why I was asking who you shopping for. You shopping for yourself.
Okay, like, forget that. I'm just going to worry about me because he ain't got it together.
I like those candies, though.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
They are good. They're delicious.
Not a thing wrong with it. And we going to get them for ourselves ahead of time.
Exactly. I know that's right, period. That problem solved. All right, y'all. We got to take it to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got more for you. Where y'all going? What we got for them, ladies?
Nightmare Fuel.
Ooh, y'all keep it locked. We're scrolling with Jen and V.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Schooling with Jen and V, our special Galentine's episode. And we have Chelsea and Tyrion in the building looking at some reels with us
my
and scrolling right along, okay?
Yes.
Absolutely. So, this is a new segment that we're introducing. What do we have, ladies?
Nightmare Fuel.
Yes, indeed. All right, and I'm curious because this new for me.
I know. Just
all
new.
Okay. All right, now I'm going to kick us off with this Nightmare Fuel.
Okay.
We're not ready to what Cookie Monster is about to do with this.
Wait a minute. Cookie Monster.
I like
Cookie
the sound
Monster.
Of it,
but my childhood. The
I
innocence.
Like the sound of
yeah,
it, though.
I know,
sound
right?
Cookie Monster ain't as innocent as it was.
Exactly. I'm like, but he's innocent.
Okay. Let's see what IG Javon the Creator _ posted about this Cookie Monster.
I never said I was a nice guy.
But I...
The next words are yes, sir. Or have you forgotten?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now ass up, baby girl.
Oh, wow. I remember from that episode.
V? Your Cookie Monster's not as pretty.
It's not innocent anymore.
It's not innocent anymore. These are what the kids are getting now.
Oh, my.
Please take the phones away from the babies.
Look, Tom, can you play that again?
Speaking of lashes, y'all. Look at these lashes.
Right, the lashes. Even the cookie dough got lashes.
I never said I was a nice guy.
But
the next words are yes, sir. Or have you forgotten?
Yes, sir.
Good.
I like it, though.
Not asshole.
I do like the dirty talk.
That cookie chewed it up.
Word. This is a whole another
porn
category here.
That cookie got a little bit of cake back there.
That part,
when I tell
right?
you, look, they perfectly mold.
Somebody put some work into that.
All he had to say next week was, look, I'm going to heat you up.
I mean, it looked like he about to hit it raw, though.
Okay.
When you got guests on.
Right. Because they get it.
Man, Cookie us is not innocent no more.
I'm like, but the innocent.
No,
it's gone.
Been changed forever. Right. I can't watch Sesame Street anymore.
I know.
It messed you up, didn't it?
No, no. My son goes, say, let's watch Sesame Street. No, baby. Mama can't watch that.
And I saw Cookie Monster.
Chelsea, help me. Nom, 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 nom.
Eating up the crumbs for real.
No,
what you gonna be thinking about? This real
this right here,
gonna
right
be
here
in your me. Brain.
He right.
Said, I never told you I was a nice guy.
And she looked with her little lashes.
He said the next words out your mouth is gonna be
yes,
yes
sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What happened?
Yes, sir,
I want cookies.
What happened?
And he's gonna get it.
He's gonna get it.
And we all grew up on Sesame Street.
Right. He's gonna get that cookie, baby.
Okay. The time it took for these people different to do cookies. This.
Right. To mold it. Yeah.
And,
wow.
And
the puppet, like the Cookie Monster. Yeah. Yes. The puppet.
Now, we know this is gonna be a series, y'all. This is gonna be
right. It's gotta
that
be.
Part one.
They not give us a second.
What's part two?
Right.
We tuned it in. We tuned it in, Chelsea.
We tuned it in. We ain't innocent on this show.
Okay.
Nom, 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 nom.
Part two.
All right, y'all, we're at the end of our show. This has been so much fun. I don't know how to tell y'all how much we appreciate y'all coming through and reeling and scrolling with us, okay?
Absolutely.
Love you,
ladies. Make sure you are looking at Chatting with Chelsea. Yay. On 26, your daytime bestie. She's amazing, you know?
Yes.
And look, y'all, keep it real. We had Tyrion in the building. We're so happy she came. Make sure y'all scrolling with us and rolling and doing everything that we do, because... just got real.
Hey.
Okay. All right. That's how we do. Come back for another great episode of Scrolling with Jen and V. This has been our Galentine special, y'all. We're out.
Smooches.